now we're heading up to Resource Auction, where Dennis Bielski is looking for his gloves. No, you probably know where your gloves are at today, Dennis. What a change in the weather today, huh?
I do have my gloves, but I did lose my hat.
Son of a gun. It blew off, huh?
I need to get one with a string around the bottom for days like today. It is a windy day, and I guess, you know what? It's that time of the year where the weather changes like the wind, no pun intended, but you know what? It's fall, and it's going to get worse. One of these days, it's going to be winter, and I guess we'll just have to face all of that when it comes here. But doesn't slow us down any. We've got two auctions on the go right now. The Rowe Farms auction at Pembina, North Dakota is going on. Nice line of farm machinery and equipment. Nice late model John Deere tractor on there. Low hours, very low houred S670 John Deere combine and a header. Good selection of tillage equipment. Nice Fargo air drill. Lots and lots of other items. That's the Rowe Farms auction. It opened yesterday and closes on Friday. Pembina, North Dakota. Nice clean line of equipment. Also got the Sigurdsson auction. That's an auction where we sold all the farm machinery and equipment a few years back, and now we've come back to do the tools and small items, yard items, and snow blowers and mowers and things like that. So that's a good auction too. There's a Black Knight Case 1070 demonstrator tractor on there. You know what? Needs to be refurbished, needs to be restored, but it's a collector's item nonetheless. And a full line of other equipment on there too, including snow blowers, mowers, really nice generator, all sorts of stuff like that. So good auction there as well. Our October monthly online auction kicks off next week. Got two nice late model John Deere tractors on there. There's an 8235R mechanical front, a nice local tractor, 4,000 hours, nice local four-wheel drive tractor. Got a 1066 International that's got very, very low hours, a very clean tractor, and a full line of trucks and tillage equipment. And some nice late model chisel plows and lots of other equipment. That's on our October monthly online auction. Of course, now we're getting ready for our November auction, which will have items at the Alaris Center or at your place of business or your farm. You can bring things in so that they're off of your premises and sell them at the Alaris Center, or you can have them at your site. Either way, the November auction is the end of November, and we're already taking consignments for that as well. And we'll round out the year with another December online auction. Already got some nice events booked for spring. It's time to be talking about those spring auctions. This market continues to climb. If you have any inclination of selling some equipment, part or all of your line, now is a serious time to take a look at doing it, because the market is very, very strong and in your favor as a seller.
Boy, and people are buying these because of the value, because maybe they can't get a new one. It's on order for 6 months or longer, or just buying these combines and tractors for parts. Isn't that a very unique story?
Well, you see a little bit of that. I don't know how normal that is or if we've reached that scenario yet. But, you know, all in all, I think that people are replacing equipment that they need to replace. And the best thing you can replace it with is a nice mid-range unit from a farm retirement auction that you won't find anywhere else, because they haven't made the trade frequencies yet. And that's the type of equipment that most people want to buy. It's accessible. It's usable. Most of it's got all the amenities you want in terms of auto steer and things like that. So, you know, there's just not going to be that much of that used equipment around for people to buy, and there's going to be a demand for it. There is a season this year that brought us some moisture at the end and a little bit of better crop activity and prices than we thought there was maybe going to be early on this year. So there is going to be some year-end buying. And if you have excess equipment to sell, now would be a good time to take a look at pulling the pin and moving that equipment to your advantage.
For sure. And here's what the way I look at it, Dennis. If we buy a tractor that's pre-compliant, then it is we're lessening the demand for DEF, which should improve the ingredient for fertilizer manufacture. So it's kind of a complicated domino effect, isn't it?
Well, you know what? Everything goes together. One hand in the glove, and it all comes together in the end. And, one thing always affects the other. What do they say? For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction?
Yeah, it's physics for sure. So, all right. Well, how do guys get a hold of you to talk about having that auction?
I got to think about it for a minute. You threw me with that physics statement. I didn't pass that one.
All right.
Our website is resourceauction.com, and our phone number is 701-757-4015.
Gotcha. Dennis, stay warm. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mac.
You are welcome.